Greatest thing of all time.
Wow.
Then they get down.
I hate to call people out, but as delicious as the cake is that Rachel Zimmerman made, that's not the way to fit into a Night Ranger shirt. So,
no.
I mean, one piece, two, you're celebrating.
It's so good.
It so
is
good.
Really,
it's exactly,
really
good. That is exactly my favorite kind of cake, and she executed it perfectly.
You know the dough bosh?
You know the dough bosh?
You're down with a bosh?
Well, I don't, what is it? What are you saying?
That's your favorite kind of cake.
It's your favorite kind of cake.
I just mean a layered, you know,
a cake.
It's got pudding instead of frosting.
That's pudding.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's going on,
brother. It's a dough bosh, man.
Yeah, I'm a dough bosh guy.
Before we get into Closest Corner, can we just briefly talk about what a gigantic mistake the governor's making? Tony, tell everyone what he's going to do.
So the governor is launching a $72,000 TV ad campaign that's going to run for the next 2 weeks in an attempt to repair his public image. The ad, which has been released on Facebook, says or notes that the felony invasion of privacy charges were dismissed and blames his problems on liberals, fake news, and Democratic leaders. A quote from the ad says, "Don't let the liberals get away with it."
Here's some free advice. When you tape a woman to some exercise, parallel bars.
Hey, fake news.
And you're charged with a felony.
Liberals.
And then because the prosecuting attorney's office is populated with morons and you get out of it, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Just take
you got to double down.
He's using he's not up for reelection until 2020. He's using he's using his campaign fund to pay for this.
Good move.
He already has used his campaign fund for a similar ad campaign in March.
The devil's lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that one? Yep.
Yeah.
Another great use of money.
So,
baby,
he's using the money for these ads are coming out of the governor's campaign fund.
That's a big mistake. He should be putting it in radio. The TV is not going to help.
You do live.
Maybe let Marty do some lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he'll sponsor Closest Corner.
Yeah. Brought to you by Eric Greitens.
Media, it's the liberals' baby, fault.
Does that just make you look more guilty and creepy?
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I...
Yeah, you have. You've seen it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Know exactly what it is.
A percentage chance that he makes it to 2020.
Oh, I think...
I think he'll make it. So do I. I think
95.
Unless he gets thrown, he's not going to quit.
Right.
I don't think, no matter what, he's not going to quit.
But 100% chance he's never elected anything again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt in your mind.
None.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind either. Huh. But I think.
And you know what? I would have never voted for him again. However, had he handled this differently, I think he could have been reelected. As crazy as that sounds, because this is the absolute worst thing you can do, is spike the ball. Come on.
I don't know who this candidate would be, but what if the Democrat that they put up, and he does run again, is a... Bernie Sanders type.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't want to vote for
that. Or if it's like a
Trump-Clinton
kind of.
But at the same time, you don't want to vote for somebody who you...
That's a great Twitter question. Because knowing what you know right now of the governor...
Because that has a lot to do with Donald Trump being elected.
But there are a lot of people like, we got a bunch of phone calls last week. We talked about this totally in support of the governor. It's a witch hunt.
Sure,
he's being
sure.
railroaded.
Yep.
Not you guys. But for people who won't vote for the governor again, what if it was like a Bernie Sanders type? Right. Would you go for him again?
Would the Democrats be that stupid, knowing that if they put up somebody that was pretty moderate, they could take him out pretty quick, I would think?
Yeah, I can't imagine they'd put up some.
Would anything surprise you?
No.
And it wouldn't be the Democrats. It would be the people who vote in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be several people.
They might
people
see it
run.
As their chance.
But if you look at the last few
There's gonna be several people that run.
Democrats that ran, they weren't that. They were pretty far from that.
I know, but who know? In 2020, who knows? Yeah. Could, you know, it'll be who, you know. You know there's going to be some Uber. There's going to be several people that run for the Democratic nomination. You know that there's probably going to be a couple of them that are really far to the left. And if the people, if they win the primary, then they're in. That would be something. That's when it's time to vote for the Libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Close, you look like you're chomping at the bit.
I am.
Well,
it's a special birthday edition.
Chomp it.
Of Close's Corner.
Do you want to hold your card while you do it?
It's going to get framed. It's going to go, all those pictures in that frame.
Taken out.
Gone! And I put the card right in the middle of it.
It's weird, and just tucked in your belt like that.
Yes, right? Yes. A repeat shout out, because I went to two different drive-thrus of the same origin, and they just were not very good. I'm not going to mention who they were.
Do it.
Nope. But Chick-fil-A... I think Chick-fil-A literally should have their people go to every drive-in and drive-through of every company.
They should run the country.
Oh, my God. They're amazing. And I went to a major, you know, fast food restaurant and just didn't order anything bizarre. And it just took forever. I'm thinking the whole time, Chick-fil-A. We should Chick-fil-A.
Who was it?
The hell do you care?
Well, it was McDonald's. But, it, you know, I don't want to say.
What did you order?
Ice cream cones.
That's it?
Why don't you own a Chick-fil-A? You could buy and sell a million of them. You, birthday boy.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest.
Absolutely. But they're also one of the toughest to get because they have very high standards.
But you meet those.
Who's higher than you?
No. Yeah. I mean, it's like, from what I understand, we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be kind of religious. Kind of really religious.
No, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out because I'm a Satan worshiper. So, but no, you have to be very.
You're Mark freaking Close.
True. I'll go apply with that card in my hand.
Isn't rock and roll a religion?
Can
Are
we
you
do
a
this?
Real rock DJ.
I'm being serious about this. Can we do this? Can you buy? Can you get a couple? Can you get one? In
can Tony Florissant? Manage it?
Yeah.
Just get one in Florissant, and my family alone will keep it profitable.
All right.
I'll do my part.
Okay.
I'm out.
Good.
I like how they say your name whenever you go through
Dave's
the drive-thru.
Raising candy.
Yes.
That's
right,
good customer service.
That is good. They're the best. I like where they have the guys out there with the iPads.
Yeah,
even
that's
before
cool.
you get to the drive-thru,
it's
they're
like,
taking
this is
your
high
order.
Tech.
It's
I got one of these again last night. Chicken. Which combo you pick?
I love it. In fact, the last time we went through.
Do you love it when they're defeated like that, though?
When the ones that I go to seem very excited, and if I can't hear it, which is because of my age, I'll go, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? And then they get really excited, you know, and then probably spit in my food. So I'm 65 years old. Guess how many days I've been alive?
65 times
193,000.
23,741 days.
That's low.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, I think because you got a few leap years in there.
If I was a mastiff dog,
go on.
How old would I be?
Same age.
No.
1,000.
You mean in dog years?
Mastiff dog.
Yeah.
Are mastiff dog years different?
450
than...
years.
Are mastiff dog years different than regular dog years?
Yes! I'm glad he brought that up because dogs age differently because of their size.
Big dogs age faster?
Quicker. Yes. Yes.
I buy that.
Okay. Yes.
I believe that. I have a 10-year-old dog, a little dog who's 10, and she has the energy of a puppy and seems to have a whole lot left in the tank. And some, you know, a 10-year-old bigger dog is usually...
Mark can't wait for you to stop talking.
They're Sorry. Dead. Usually
so
they're
you'd
dead.
Be 1,000.
I'm proving his point.
Yep.
No, I'm just looking at him. He's like...
Sorry.
I didn't
need you know what? I'll go back to hating you. I'm sorry.
What is that droning noise over there? 340 years old.
Nice
that's
his birthday.
That's how old I'd be if I was a mastiff dog. 340 years old.
Yeah, good thing you're not.
Okay. Mm. Guess how long I've slept in 65 years. Guess how long... Normal sleep.
30 years.
This is all about Mark.
Yep. Guess how many people care?
22, everybody in this
25
that's a
years.
Good guess.
What did you say first time?
22.
22, dead on.
Wow.
His
fourth guess. He really
Look
nailed
at you.
It.
I've been watching you.
Guess how many hours I've been alive?
I don't know.
Yeah. How many hours has this segment been going on? Yeah.
Could you die and we could get to the end of this? I've been alive.
You're gonna ask
one
minutes.
Too many.
Are you going to ask minutes next?
569,784 hours. Tony, what did you just ask?
Minutes.
Guess how many minutes I've been alive.
Should see the piece of paper that he's reading off of.
I like
it's
that
his
own
handwriting. Yeah, it's a handwritten.
Well, you can't trust. You know.
What's the back? What's the front of it?
All that stuff that
something you took out of the recycling bin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, the only thing that's interested me so far, how many days have you been alive? 23,000?
23,741 days.
Think about that.
That's what I'm saying. That's amazing. And how about, okay, minutes.
See, that doesn't sound like a big number to me.
What's one of your favorite expressions? Somebody does, you go, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I say that all the time. I say, wait a minute.
Do you really?
I say, wait a minute.
What is one of your favorite expressions?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You know how long we could have been here for him to guess
But let
that?
Me say this. Just wait 1 minute because I've been alive 34,187,040 minutes. That's...
How many seconds?
I didn't do that one.
My 15-second anecdote that backed up your... That was backing you up was too much to ask.
One more thing. What happened on this date in 1992? Something big. Somebody retired, one of the best, 1992, retired after doing it for 30-something years.
Doing what
business?
Doing what for 30 years? DJing?
No. Someone we'd see all the time. He was the best ever.
Corky the Clown?
Oh, Carson.
Thank you. Corky the Clown.
I like Corky the Clown.
Carson, because Mark wanted to host the
That's it, right.